Hello, and thank you for joining us today. We look forward to hearing further insight into your research. So, firstly, can you give us a brief introduction to who you are, where you work, and what your focus is?
Sure. So my name is Associate Professor Christian Osudnik, and I'm a physiotherapist based in Melbourne, Australia, working at Monash University. And really, if I think about my main area of work that I'm particularly interested in, my research is really focused on evidence-based personalized medicine for people who live with chronic lung diseases. And within that, really a particular focus on the ways that we can use physical activity and exercise to help improve the health and well-being for people affected by chronic lung disease.
Thank you. Can you tell us about your research paper and why this topic is so important?
Yeah, thank you. Look, this particular piece of research was something called a Cochrane systematic review, and it was a project undertaken in conjunction with two collaborators of mine, Dr. Anne-Marie Lee and Carla Gordon. And really, where this project stemmed from was we are all physiotherapy clinician and researchers, and we identified that really there was this discrepancy between what we observe in clinical practice and the evidence that underpins the recommendations for that practice. So pulmonary rehab is an intervention that involves exercise, and it's one of the most important non-pharmacological management options for people with a range of lung diseases. And really, it's important because it improves a lot of different outcomes, like people's fitness, their health and well-being, and it can even reduce possible hospital admission risk in the future. And really, why we started this research is that really much of that evidence is based in other diseases, such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD. So the people that have got bronchiectasis, though, even though they've got a lot of similar issues, they also have some differences in the way that they can present to to clinicians on the ground. For example, they've often got maybe a lot more issues with lung secretion, sputum retention. And even though in Australia we have recommendations, we have guidelines for pulmonary rehab that endorses it as a treatment option for bronchiectasis, that evidence is actually based on a weak recommendation because there's not sufficient evidence. So we really wanted to challenge the evidence base and scrutinize exactly what there was for bronchiectasis. And really, in terms of summarizing the key findings, we showed that yes, this is still an under-researched area. So we only had, for example, six randomized controlled trials that were directly relevant to our research question. But despite this small body of evidence that was specific to bronchiectasis, we showed that people that did actually undertake exercise training really did achieve benefits that were relevant. So the magnitude of improvement exceeds what we call clinically relevant thresholds. And so, in particular, for fitness or exercise endurance and quality of life, they're two outcomes that are really important. And so, it's quite relevant to clinicians in that regards. And the final most important point is that even though our review showed these benefits for these outcomes, it also highlighted gaps in knowledge. So not just the things that we did find were important, but the content that we didn't find is also important. And an example of that is that we found no evidence or no studies conducted on exercise training for young people with bronchiectasis, so children or adolescents. Or we only found one study that was actually relevant to people who might have had a recent exacerbation of their bronchiectasis. So, as well as the things we did find, it shows there's also a lot of room for improvement in where future research is still needed.
Thank you. That's very interesting. So, what is the connection between your research and medical practice, and how do you hope your work will have an impact on therapies, treatments, and patient outcomes in the future?
Yeah, thank you. Look, one of the nice things, I guess, about this type of research is it's really clinically relevant and therefore it's very translatable. And in saying that, what we mean is that if you were to look at the different stakeholders involved in caring for these people, so there's the patients themselves, the healthcare professionals, the health service providers, there's still a problem where there is limited awareness of what is out there in terms of evidence to underpin practice recommendations. And so, even though I mentioned that we highlighted gaps in knowledge and areas to work on for future research, what we did also show is that really because these benefits were actually of a large magnitude, we still think that that therefore casts an important spotlight on we need to actually think about exercise as a front and center important component of people's health and well-being. And really, too often, we often find exercise is almost an afterthought, that medical care is first managed, and perhaps when options are exhausted, we then defer to exercise. But really, this data and also our previous lessons from COPD help to confirm that actually, if you look at these outcomes, which are important, they do seem to be beneficial in bronchiectasis. And as well, that if we think about exercise, this is a sort of old analogy, but it is a cheap intervention. It's got clear prescription guidelines. It has a dosage and intensity. It has minimal side effects like other medical management pharmaceutical options. This non-pharmaceutical option has equal and important benefits that we should therefore think of as primary medicine, not just an afterthought.
Thank you. Finally, where could your work lead you next, and what's the dream outcome or ultimate aim?
Yeah, look, I've talked a bit about the fact that we've identified some of the gaps in our knowledge, and there's certainly room for improvement across the board in terms of the spectrum of people involved in caring for these people. So from a research perspective, the fact that we identified these gaps in people who are young, affected by bronchiectasis, people who have had recent exacerbations, that we still don't really know exactly the right way to tackle those people. And we can't just readily assume that in the studies that exist, that the results would equally translate to other different groups. And so even within that, there are feasibility issues. So for example, in the single study of people who had had a recent flare-up, that there were practicality issues in terms of trying to engage them in the intervention. So even though we might find data that shows benefit, we still have a lot to learn in terms of perhaps what is the right model of care in terms of how do we best engage people at different stages of their condition to make sure that they get the most potential benefit from this. And I think that from personally, my sort of dream outcome or my dream goal from here is that this research really underpins a movement that's happening in respiratory medicine at the moment, which is that there's a push to personalized medicine, and there's no reason why rehabilitation is not also personalized. And so there's really a future that we need to help people who have got different chronic lung diseases, that if we want to optimize their engagement with this form of treatment, that we need to also then empower clinicians, we need to provide the knowledge, we need to provide the support, and we need to make sure that we can then have these flexible programs where people, even with bronchiectasis, will all still have very individual needs. And so we need to have the right tools in our belt so that the best treatment is tailored to the person based on their individual needs. And that will involve researchers generating evidence, consumers to help inform and guide our direction forward, and also the healthcare providers to give us the support so that we can then actually implement these flexible models of care that really aim to achieve the best outcome for our patients.
Thank you for chatting with us today, and best of luck with your future work.